All right, friends, as you're heading back to your seats, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time. Hello? All right.
Yeah, it was a good experience. I didn't
okay.
Good morning. Kids want to come on up? Pierce, you're going the wrong way. Stanley? Okay, great to see you all. Good morning. Today's going to be such a fun day. Hey, Matilda. Hi, girl. How's it going? Okay. Well, I was just curious. Do y'all have any rules in your house? Yes, I want to hear some of them. Ella. No TV before 7 a.m. That's a good one. Carlin. No jumping in the pool. Oh, while your dad's out of the house. Ah, it makes sense. You want to be safe. Addison. No showering when you're home alone. Oh, that's a good one. In case you slip and fall or something, that's a good one. Okay, you can set it down. Thank you for asking, Matilda. Sweet. Any other rules? Brayden, you got a rule for me? Are you guys allowed to eat in your bedroom? No, no. Yeah, Kirsten, no eating in the bedroom. Because it gets crumbs all over. It's hard to clean, right? Well, it's good to have rules, right? We need rules. Do you have a rule, Murphy? Did you want to share one? Yeah. You can tell me later, or you can tell me now. Later? You can tell me later. Okay, you can tell me later. Well, yeah, the rules are good. They keep our lives a little bit easier. We also want to honor our parents with doing what they ask. Like if they say, get home by 11 p.m., then you get home by 10:59 p.m., right? So just to honor your parents, we want to be respectful, and God wants us to honor our parents as well. And did you know another word for a rule is commandment? Do you know the word commandment? And God has the greatest commandment for us. Does anybody know what it is? There are the Ten Commandments, so you're thinking of Moses, Old Testament, right? But Jesus' greatest commandment for us, Brayden. Leadership, that's a good one. In the Bible, Jesus said, love God with all your heart and all your mind and all your soul. And love others, love your neighbor as yourself. And your neighbor is just other people, right? Other people, these are our neighbors. Right, so love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And love your neighbor as yourself. So that means treat everyone with love, right? To love everyone, that's the greatest commandment. So, bless you. So that's like a rule. So when you hear the word commandment, it's like a rule that God gives us, and that's the most important one. All right, let's put our hands together and pray. Dear God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for the commandment to love God and love others. Help me to do that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to meet Miss Jeannie at the back. Good job.